Reverse logistics hierarchy. Another way of looking at how to handle returns is to consider the reverse logistics hierarchy, waste hierarchy, which ranks activities in terms of how environmentally friendly they are. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste and waste hierarchy as follows. Waste, 1. Any activity that does not add value to the good or service in the eyes of the consumer. 2. A byproduct of a process or task with unique characteristics requiring special management control. Waste production can usually be planned and somewhat controlled. Scrap is typically not planned and may result from the same production run as waste. Waste hierarchy. A tool that ranks waste management options according to what is most environmentally sound. It gives top priority to preventing waste in the first place and can be applied to various applications. As shown in Exhibit 8-8, the reverse logistics hierarchy ranks options from the least environmental impact, best, to the most worst. Exhibit 8-8, Waste, Reverse Logistics, Hierarchy. Source? Adapted from APIC's SCP Learning System, 2024 edition. Note that the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary terms for recovery and asset recovery refer to this general process of using the waste hierarchy to improve efficiency and meet sustainability strategy. They do not refer to the recover energy during disposal step. Recovery, a reverse logistics strategy for the activities involved in the collection of used and discarded products, components, and materials. It focuses on reuse, repair, refurbishment, remanufacturing, recycling, or disposal. The objective is to recover as much of the economic value as possible, reduce waste, and minimize environmental impacts. Asset recovery, the classification and disposition of surplus, obsolete, scrap, waste, and excess material products and other assets in a way that maximizes returns to the owner while minimizing costs and liabilities associated with the dispositions. Note also that Exhibit 8-8 is a simplification of the many options that are available. A more robust set of options follows. Refuse, not use. Rethink, redesign. Refusing involves not using the material in the first place. While this might be considered to be part of reduce per Exhibit 8-8, avoiding unnecessary consumption is more thorough and is fundamental to creating a zero-waste hierarchy. Refusing to use certain raw materials, components, packaging, and so on typically requires rethinking or redesigning a product or service to be simpler or entirely different. It can involve refusing to use dangerous goods, hazmat, or materials that have problematic sourcing or life cycles for other reasons. Refuse plus reduce, reuse, and recycle are the most important methods for implementing a circular supply chain. Reduce. Reducing the use of resources is the most responsible option in the waste hierarchy for goods or materials that cannot be refused, not used. It is a preventive measure that may be implemented as part of a continuous improvement initiative, unlike the refuse option which may require re-engineering. Reducing the use of virgin material, material extracted from nature without processing, is a key initiative in many organizations, for example, replacing with recycled material. Reuse, refill. Restock, repackage, repurpose, repair, remanufacture, refurbish. Reusable shipping assets are an important example of reuse. Many firms reuse assets that are involved in shipping their products to customers, like various types of pallets, containers, cartons, roll cages, kegs, barrels, bins, trays, and totes. This can contribute significantly to cost savings if it's done on a regular basis. There needs to be a process in place to ensure these assets are returned efficiently and in a timely manner, such as being part of a return journey after delivery. There may be a pallet pool that the organization can use for the reuse, exchange, repair, and recycling of pallets. For example, the European Pallet Association EPAL is a nonprofit that organizes the EPAL Euro Pallet Pool, which has over 650 million EPAL Euro pallets and about 20 million EPAL box pallets in circulation. Companies such as CHEP and LPR offer similar pallet pools, and links to these organizations are in the additional resources. Reusable shipping assets may also need maintenance. For example, XPO Logistics, a 3PL, repairs and services all of Tesco's roll cages, over a million of these, and other reusable shipping and handling assets. Returned items that can be resold as new per relevant regulations and inspections should be restocked as quickly as possible so they can be resold. Get these back out to the pick slots in the warehouse or onto retail shelves, rather than leaving them in longer-term storage. Some returned goods that can be resold as new may need to be repackaged as needed so they do not appear to be used items. Other returned items must be resold as used to comply with regulations and internal disposition results, and these need to be labeled and sold as used. Occasionally, just packaging issues may cause items to be sent to the reverse logistics center. For instance, items such as beer or chocolate may feature holiday-specific packaging. If the company has not sold through the holiday-branded stock by the end of the holiday, it may be returned and repackaged in standard packaging for sale. Another option is to repurpose products or components. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines repurpose as to take something and use it for something else not originally intended. The materials may be repaired, reconditioned, and repackaged for resale or used in a different manner through remanufacturing, recycling, or salvage. Repurposing can use components of a product in different ways. Unlike recycling, repurposing has less reprocessing. For example, glass recovered from a product might be reused for a different application, such as by cutting it to size, rather than grinding down the glass to powder as would be done in recycling. Examples of refilling include printer cartridges that are returned to the manufacturer and then refilled with fresh ink or toner and resold. Sometimes reverse logistics collects products needing repair that are still under warranty. In other cases, it takes back used products to enable remanufacturing. The following definition of remanufacturing makes the difference between repair and remanufacturing clear. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, remanufacturing is 1. An industrial process in which worn-out products are restored to like-new condition. In contrast, a repaired product normally retains its identity, and only those parts that have failed or are badly worn are replaced or serviced. 2. The manufacturing environment where worn-out products are restored to like-new condition. The remanufactured products can then be made available for sale. The remanufacturing process is particularly useful for breathing new life into automobile engines, machine tools, and industrial equipment. Refurbishing refers to processes used to bring a product to a specified quality or grade level rather than like new. Refurbishment starts with inspection, disassembly if needed, inspection of components, reassembly of approved components plus replacement parts as needed, cleaning, for example, cleaning and pressing clothing. Reassembly is needed in bench testing the product or component to ensure it passes quality and functionality requirements. While the remanufacturing process is very similar, refurbishment may be the best term due to the nature of the product. Clothing, mobile phones, computers, electrical equipment, and even houses are refurbished before being resold, while a Caterpillar bulldozer would be remanufactured. Recycling. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines recycle as follows. 1. The reintroduction of partially processed product or carrier solvents from one operation or task into a previous operation. 2. A recirculation process. Recycling involves using post-consumer material, industrial materials such as scrap from manufacturing, or other waste as an input to a manufacturing process after the material has been processed to make it into a suitable raw material for the same product, a similar product, or a different product. While reuse involves material use without structural changes to the materials, recycling involves structural changes to the materials. Paper and cardboard are reduced to pulp for paper manufacturing, PET bottles are processed to make PET fabric for textiles, and glass is ground to powder, which is used to make more glass. Often, when recycling old products like auto tires, an entirely new product like flooring material or doormats can be produced. One outdoor yard furniture manufacturer in Minnesota by the yard uses recycled material from plastic milk cartons as the primary input into its durable and washable outdoor furniture. Not only is recycling good for the environment by reducing inputs into landfills, it reduces disposal costs as well. Compared to virgin material, recycled material may be cheaper in some cases, and its use may use less energy even after additional processing is factored in. According to its website, Best Buy has collected more than 1 billion pounds of used appliances and electronics as part of its responsible recycling program and is continuing to work toward the goal of recycling 2 billion pounds. the qualified third-party recycling partners that Best Buy uses implement recovery processes that extract ozone-depleting chemicals and other waste from refrigerators and freezers. Using various technologies, their recyclers disassemble the units, separating out the commodities like metals, plastics, and glass to be recycled. Scrap, salvage. Some companies are able to find buyers for their scrap and salvage items, often producers or suppliers in less developed countries. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary differentiates these two disposal terms as follows. Scrap, material outside of specifications and possessing characteristics that make rework impractical. Salvage, property that, because of its worn, damaged, deteriorated, or incomplete condition or specialized nature, has no reasonable prospect of sale or use as serviceable property without major repairs or alterations, but that has some value in excess of its scrap value. Scrap is often sold to an organization that specializes in recycling the materials, such as selling metal items to a metal processing organization. Salvage is used to save some good components of an item that is otherwise at the end of its life cycle. Salvage has some value either internally or on the market greater than its scrap value by definition. For example, an individual might pull automotive parts from a junkyard vehicle, giving a second life to the components. An organization might also use salvage for internal purposes, such as using an architectural component of a facility being demolished in a new facility. Note that salvage differs from refurbishment because salvage by definition does not go through a refurbishment process, and therefore there is no way to provide any guarantee as to the item's quality or reliability. If salvage is refurbished, it becomes a refurbished item. Recovery of energy during disposal. Municipal waste processing centers often have waste-to-energy incinerators for electricity generation. These facilities may also recover metals after burning the waste, which is an example of the circular economy. However, in the EU, the European Commission's Circular Economy Action Plan, CEAP, is aiming to move toward far more plastics being recyclable, which will reduce the need for waste incineration and will reduce the amount of burnable material that ends up in trash. Agricultural waste can also be used to generate energy, such as by capturing the gases emitted during decomposition or by processing agricultural byproducts into fuel. Manufacturing organizations may also process some portions of their own waste by establishing an internal waste-to-energy process. Donations. Many times companies decide to donate their returned products to specific charities that are in need of particular items. For instance, in the United Kingdom, Computer Aid International receives and refurbishes high-quality computers that have been decommissioned in the UK and provides them to education, health, and not-for-profit organizations in more than 100 developing countries. Disposal in a responsible landfill or other acceptable disposal method. Items that cannot have one of the prior dispositions discussed should be disposed of in a responsible landfill, meaning a landfill that is in compliance with all relevant regulations and is appropriate for the types of waste being disposed of. For example, hazardous waste would not be disposed of in a landfill not specifically permitted to accept the given type of waste. Landfills can be general purpose or be specially engineered such as to have discrete lined cells. There are many other methods for responsible disposal, including land treatment, incorporation of biodegraded material into soil, containment in pools or naturally occurring repositories, release into a body of water that is not a sea/ocean, if permissible, release into seas/oceans, if permissible, or permanent storage. Note that controlled inventories of hazardous materials must be reprocessed under strict scrutiny of the applicable regulatory agency representatives to ensure there is no improper disposal. Some hazardous waste will need to be incinerated. Other hazardous waste may need to be rendered less hazardous for responsible disposal by blending, mixing, or applying chemical treatments. Some hazardous waste must be stored for long periods and kept segregated from other waste.